Now, no stranger to the big red bench, our very own Joe McCarthy was up in Semple Stadium today for Cork's 6-5 to 2-11 win over Offaly, sending them through to the semi-finals against Galway. Joe, what was the game like up there?
Pretty one-sided, Melanie, to be quite honest. Cork got off to a really, really good start. Like, they had four goals on the board before half-time, and despite the hot weather, and it was absolutely roasting out on that pitch, we spoke to Donny afterwards, and he said the conditions were very, very tough to play in. Cork set their stall out early on, got their goals on the early, very, very early in the game, and had Offaly on the back foot. And in fairness to Offaly, even though they tried, and they did get two late goals, they were just simply outclassed by a better team today from start to finish. From Cork's point of view, you know, putting six goals on the board, playing well, no major injury scares or concerns, Ben O'Connor is very, very pleased heading into the All-Ireland semi-final in 2 weeks' time.
Definitely. And just from Ben's point of view, is there anything he really learned from this game, or was it more of like an A-B training match for Cork coming into those last 30-40 minutes?
Well, Ben being Ben, he doesn't give too much away, so he didn't give too much away afterwards. But he was happy. I mean, look, he's very straightforward in what he, as you well know, Melanie, when he talks to us. He wanted to win today. He wanted to get into a semi-final. I don't think he'd have been too bothered if they won by 30 points or 10 points or even 5 points, as long as they got into that semi-final. To do it with the style of hurling that they did, to have Brian Hayes knock in a hat-trick, Alan Connolly, and to have the four guys that came in today as well, Alan Walsh, Brian Roach, and Dara Fitzgibbon. I had a quick word with Dara after the game, asking him how he felt. He said he was very, very tired, but glad to get through it. I mean, that's going to bring them on. And when you consider the guys that weren't there today, Timmy Manny, you know, Tommy O'Connell, Ben has a nice headache. Him and his backroom team have a nice headache heading into that semi-final as to who they'll start with. That's what you want going into it. But look, it's very hard to tell how good or bad Cork were today just simply because of the gulf in class. And that's not being disrespectful to Offaly. They're a team on the up. They finished third in the Leinster Championship. And in time, when their younger players mature, they'll certainly be a much, much better team. But today, they came up against a Cork team going for their third All-Ireland final in a row. And the word I used when I was speaking to Ben was ruthless. They were ruthless from the opening minute, and they didn't take their foot off the gas until they tired a bit in the second half. And the two goals, I suppose, that they conceded later on would be a bit, you know, were disappointing, I suppose. But a lot of that, in fairness, and Ben O'Connor even admitted that, was down to tiredness.
Yeah, definitely. And like, even like you mentioned, Offaly weren't great. Like, Leinster hurling, like, where is it standing? Obviously, Dublin last night had a 13-point loss to Clare. I think 26 points Cork got over the line over Offaly. Like, what can Leinster teams do?
It's a good question. I certainly think there was a lot of discussion in the press box about, you know, you've Tipperary and Waterford looking on there today, knowing that they'd have put in a much more difficult, or offered a much more difficult opposition to anybody in a quarter final stage. So is it time to go back and look at the whole structure of it? But look, Leinster hurling, I think, is in a much healthier place than it has been in recent times. But and Kilkenny, you know, the loss of Kilkenny at this stage of the season, being awfully coming through the ranks now as well, and Dublin up until last night going pretty well. Galway are always a threat, but we're living in an era, Melanie, when Limerick are the standard bearers. We've had monster winners the last couple of years with Tip and Clare. I think at underage level is probably the starting point for Leinster hurling. They've got to start doing well after you're doing, go back to underage, go back to minor and under 20, and start building it from the ground up, because, you know, there's no quick wins or quick fixes. Munster is always going to be, you know, the Munster teams, again, I suppose the bottom line, when you consider the two teams out of Munster that didn't reach the quarterfinals, they'd certainly put up a better showing today. And I suppose that's a concern from a Leinster point of view. All they can do is go back to the drawing board, go back to underage, build up from the ranks from within, like Offaly are doing. But right here, right now, today, it's hard to see a Leinster winner, apart from perhaps Galway, in the next couple of years when it comes to the All-Ireland Championship.
Definitely, and obviously we have Galway on the 4th of June now in a semi-final. Like, what would you tweak if you were Ben O'Connor? Or anything, really? Like, what would you really focus in on now the next 2 weeks?
I'd be telling the players, I think, and he's going to do this, right, positions are up for grabs. We had a look at the four lads who came in today. They all did very well. If you want to start this game, and he has done this throughout the season, in fairness to Melanie, during the Munster Championship, during the National League as well, positions are up for grabs. Reputations mean very little to Ben, and he will pick the team based on what he sees at training. I think from Cork's point of view, he'd be saying, first and foremost, if you want to play, let's see what you got in training. It depends on how you're going to attack this Galway team. This Galway team that they'd be facing are a very physical team. They'll certainly match Cork physically. The question is, can they match them for hurling down the stretch of over 60-70 or over 70 plus minutes? And that's going to be the real question mark. They're much like Offaly though, Melanie. Galway are under absolutely no pressure coming into this game. Cork are expected to win, as are Limerick against Clare. Mm-hmm. So the pressure's on Cork that they're going to have to perform. My gut feeling is that he'll go back to the tried and trusted. I would imagine at this stage, it's very early, but he'll go back to the experienced players rather than the ones that have come in, because when you're into a semi-final, you want to get the win, whatever means necessary to get back to an All-Ireland final. Fitzgibbon certainly did himself no harm today with the full with his performance. Thought Roach did okay. Buckley as well had some good moments. But it's a nice headache to have from a Cork point of view. Who's going to start that semi-final? But more importantly, I think, Melly, whatever who starts, who's going to be on the bench? Who's going to make the 26? And he's already told us that it's one of the hardest parts of his job is to finalise the squad, let alone the team. Nice headaches to have. Full bout of fitness from what we gather. There's no major injury scares coming out of Semple Stadium today. And all systems go, because make no mistake about it, Cork will have to be at their best and much better than today